All right. Good morning, everyone. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Oliver, and welcome back to a new Discali episode. Apologies for a little bit of a tardiness. I can't explain enough how much I am having an issue nowadays with the 99 B-line that runs through Broadway here in Vancouver. It is just one of the slowest buses I have ever met, but it's honestly not its fault. It is very much the construction happening on Broadway. But needless to say, I'm going to stop my little rant there. Welcome back, everyone, to a new Discali episode. It is November 29th, 2024, just a little bit past 11 in the morning, 11:05. And yeah, we're back. We're here. And it's exciting to bring you guys new music, a new artist that we can talk about today. And you know, I always have fun with you guys. So that's basically what we're here for. Before I do get into the show, I want to acknowledge that CITR is live and broadcasting off of the unceded traditional and ancestral lands of the Musqueam, Coast Salish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations. It is a really gray and very cold day here in Vancouver. It is always kind of weird. I don't know if I feel happy or sad that the sun's gone. I do miss the sun, but I will say I do also like a nice cool weather where you can just like wear a hoodie. But when you start, you know, sweating in the buses because you're wearing so much, it's not exactly my vibe. But regardless, we are back. We're back here today. If you're new to the show and don't exactly know how it works, basically for about half of the show, we talk about all things music, and we specify on one artist in particular. Usually it's one album that I've chosen. We talk about their discography, their music, their genres, their vibe, their vinyls, their concerts, you name it. We will literally talk about it. This is the show about all things music. It is super fun. It's always exciting. And yeah, we're back and better than ever. And then around half of the show, and I say around because I'm always very generous with that, usually it's about three quarters, we get into our Discovered Artist of the Week, who is an artist that I usually like that is quite similar to the mainstream artist that we're doing today, in the sense of genre, in the sense of vocals. And I give you guys a nice little segue to discover them, as well as myself, because I always go into it blind, having not really heard that much of their music. And yeah, enjoying it with you guys just as much as I'd hope you guys enjoy it. But yeah, that's basically it. That's my little yap. I'm going to keep it a little bit shorter today so that we all have the time to listen to this awesome music that I have lined up for you guys today. So yeah, basically today we'll be talking about the one, the only, Miss Summer Walker. If you have no idea who Summer Walker is, Summer Walker is an incredible artist. She is, I would say, one of the top three female artists that I would consider the queens of R&B. Actually, no, top four, because I'm keep remembering. Maybe in the top five. She's up there with SZA, Beyonce, Jhené Aiko. Let's see if I can think of one more person. I would probably say Sierra. But yeah, that is Summer Walker. I'll give you guys a little bit of a biography on her. Summer Walker was born Summer Marjani Walker on April 11th, 1996, which does make her only 28 years old. And she was born in Atlanta, Georgia. She is a singer-songwriter that's been active since 2017, works in the genres of R&B, or in the genre of R&B is her main specialty, and she is signed to Love Renaissance Records, or the record label, which is also under the mother company, Interscope Records. She has collaborated with so many artists that have such big names, such as Drake, SZA, Sierra, Usher, 21 Savage, Cardi B, and none other than Jhené Aiko. And she has released three albums over the past 5 years. The first one was named Over It in 2019, Still Over It in 2021, and finally Over It. She hasn't released three albums yet, but it is said that she will release three albums, with Finally Over It releasing either at the end of this year or beginning of next year. It's a little bit on the harder side to know when exactly an artist is going to release a new album, because they say something and then they end up pushing it a little bit more, because obviously they want to make sure they put out the best body of project and body of work that they can. So obviously that is a little bit harder to decide on when exactly to release the album, but hopefully soon, because I love Summer Walker. And then she's also released four mixtapes. The first one's called Last Day of Summer in 2018, Clear in 2019, Life on Earth in 2020, and Clear 2, A Soft Life in 2023. So that is her latest release. However, I know she did release a new song recently, which I'm pretty sure is called, like, Love for Women, Heart of a Woman. And she kind of released, like, a single, and then she released, like, a slower version, Quiet Storm version, recently on November 20th. So actually, we might play that just for fun later, depending on how we are on time. But, you know, love Miss Summer Walker, so why not? Anyway, the album that I have chosen for today is none other than Still Over It. It's the one that I would say I like the most. Over It is a phenomenal album, if not one of the best R&B albums out there. But Still Over It, I don't know, I just kind of like got hooked to this album in a very specific way. It was kind of just like in the pandemic. I feel like that happened with a lot of albums during the pandemic. It's just like you would get hooked in really weird ways and really emotional ways that you just didn't know you could be hooked in, if that makes sense. This album was released on November 5th in 2021, so kind of like prime pandemic COVID-19 season. It was released under Love Renaissance, which is Interscope Records. Producers on this album, such as Buddha Bless, Ninth Wonder, and London on the Track. London on the Track did end up being her baby daddy for a bit before they ended up announcing their split in the relationship. And Still Over It, weirdly enough, kind of tells like this chronological story about their relationship and what ends up leading to the breakup of their relationship. And every song on the track list from beginning to end follows a chronological order of the relationship. So like everything that was written first is found in the beginning of the album, and everything that was written last is found at the end of the album, which is really cool because we usually don't see that. And then because of this breakup and because of this tense in the relationship, we can actually hear Cardi B do a little narration in the first song, Bitter, because Summer Walker was getting a lot of hate with how she was being portrayed and how she was portraying herself in the media after the little breakup with her baby daddy. And it was just very controversial, and there was a lot of hatred around there. And Cardi B just went to send her a voicemail, and that voicemail actually ended up in the end of the song Bitter, which is really cool. If you do want to hear that little voicemail out, it's kind of just Cardi B standing on business, being like, if they're going to monetize you for your drama, you're going to monetize them by making music about that drama, which honestly, preach. She said what she said, and Summer Walker did exactly that. So today I'll be running you guys through a couple songs off of the Still Over It album, and we'll kind of just like go through it. We're going to follow like a bit of a chronological order. Usually I don't, but because, you know, Summer Walker did write this in a chronological way, I do want to respect that, that is found in her art. So the first song that I will be playing is X for a Reason, one of the singles off of this album, followed by No Love. And this song actually features JT and City Girls. JT was actually part of City Girls. I think still is. I'm actually not sure. But yeah, X for a Reason is the first song that I absolutely fell in love with. Obviously, No Love is a great banger as well, but X for a Reason, you'll see what I mean. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Summer Walker with X for a Reason. Dealing with the pain day to day over one man. She can never be what I am, but as long as he with me, that's what it's gonna be. Oh. Go through my phone, but you know I did. Feel my nerves when it keeps ringing back to back. Don't stress, it's always the mindset I'm in. But an ex game is not the game I'm trying to play it all. Is she on your mind? You can go and do what you're always doing, don't tell me. She better understand the consequence of doing. Cause tonight I'll end it. Spin the block 2-3 times and make sure all the cancer's gone. That's your ass. No reason, no. I don't wanna let you stay once, and I make them do what she does.
she gonna say? That's your way. No reason, no reason, though. Is it announced? Yeah.
A dish for a reason, though. She was thinking on this with them easy, though.
Yeah.
You was ex for a reason, so ain't a reason to be reasonable.
That right.
You the type I slap out.
Slap
and
out.
You mad because I got a bag in my back out. Yeah. Keep playing, I'ma snap out.
Snap
call
out.
His mother phone up again, I'ma blackout.
Blackout.
Bring a trap out.
What's up?
Quick to pull up if a wanna act out. He got a with a check now.
Check
doing
now.
Tricks on the you ain't for him to check out. I got that in the bigger phone. You the help in the service, he don't need no more. Did you get that? Back cause the real pull up with the click clack.
That's your way. For a reason, no reason, no. I love it unless she still wants. And I make her do what she does. That's your way. For a reason, no. So much for her to take it. What was she gotta say?
Spending time with me. Time to say the shit she won't say. Even get up in your face with it. Damn it, me is different. It ain't no ultimatum.
No tolerance.
It's zero tolerance with anything with mine. She done called you twice. You can go and do what y'all always doing. Try to lie to me. You better understand the consequence you're doing.
Cause tonight I'll end it all. Spin the block 2-3 times to make sure.
I'm just going to say what she said. You're listening to Discali, and that was Summer Walker with X for a Reason. If you could not have told by the weird breaks between the song, it is a very explicit song, but that's because there's a lot of passion and a lot of emotion that Summer Walker is putting into the song and making sure to convey that that X is gone for a reason. So, I mean, in the song, we see a bunch of different ways to explain, kind of like going back to someone or kind of like rethinking a relationship that you used to have and trying to knock yourself out of that mentality, and remind yourself, that, you know, he's gone for a reason, and not to overthink it. Don't kind of, not to like not victimize yourself, but also like, make sure you're respecting your boundaries and make sure you're respecting your morals is kind of the main takeaway of that song as well. And I mean, we do see JT and City Girls come into the song very passionately as well. I mean, JT and City Girls have a very iconic way of singing, and it's very aggressive. It's very, like, there's no stuttering. There's no nothing. It's everything's like laid out perfectly. It's like, that's what I said, that's what I'm here to say, again, stand on business, and yeah, just have fun with it. I mean, the song itself is very much on the more hip-hop kind of side of R&B, which is always fun to listen to and also see, like, different aspects of R&B. We can see that all throughout the album itself, and you'll be able to see, like, a different part of R&B as well with this next song called No Love. Now, this song, No Love, is one that became very trendy. It became a hit. It's like the one hit off of this album. It became a hit. It became a TikTok sound, I'm pretty sure. TikTok or Musical.ly? TikTok, 2021. It became a TikTok sound with SZA's iconic line in it. SZA does very much rap this song with a little bow on top of it. If it wasn't already good with Summer Walker in it, SZA made it even better. And I think Summer Walker's choice in bringing in SZA for this collaboration was phenomenal. I'll just let you guys listen to it, come back, talk about it, and we'll move down the track list. You're listening to Discali, and this is No Love by Summer Walker featuring SZA.
Yeah, yeah. If I do bad,
try to play me, but I was so in love.
We stand for justice for the people of Palestine and for the upholding of international law.
On November 30th, join Irish for Palestine, BC, for a night of crack agus ciúil, including trivia, music, dancing, and fundraising for an important cause. All funds raised will be donated to Medical Aid for Palestinians, a long-standing charitable organization responding to the humanitarian emergency in Gaza and Lebanon by providing on-the-ground medical supplies and complex care to children and families impacted by violence. Tickets are $15, and the event will be held in the function room of Foy's Irish Bar. To find out more, visit @IrishForPalestineBC on Instagram. That's @IrishForPalestineBC with a numerical 4. Saoirse don Phalastine.
We are UBC Electronica, and we love electronic music such as
Run for Them Life when I step into the jungle.
We offer DJ workshops, open decks, pop-up parties, and more. Follow our socials such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email, ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
All right, welcome back. That was Summer Walker with No Love. Before we get into it, I just want to do a quick little PSA of a missing person that we have to locate named Joseph Maku. This is a Surrey missing person report reported on October 15th of 2024. Surrey RCMP are requesting the public's assistance in locating 18-year-old Joseph Maku, who was reported missing on October 23rd, 2024. He was last seen on the streets on October 22nd of 2024 in the 9600th block of 130th Street in Surrey. Police and family are concerned for Joseph's health and well-being. He is described as a 16-year-old black male, 6'5", 200 pounds, with black hair and brown eyes. He was wearing a black hoodie, black North Delta Huskies, basketball shorts, and black and white basketball shoes. If anyone has information on the whereabouts of Joseph, please contact the Surrey RCMP at 604-599-0502 and quote file 2024-157805. We appreciate your guys' help. Back on to our show for today. I did want to talk a little bit more about No Love by Summer Walker featuring SZA. My God, I'm getting caught up with my words. I mean, if it wasn't clear in the message of No Love, Summer Walker basically takes this as an opportunity to learn from her mistakes and kind of like make sure to implement that lesson that she was able to acquire from having this love and no longer having this love towards this person. I do have this quote that Apple Music does provide with the album that I think encapsulates, I think, this specific song very, very well. It says that love is shown through actions, not through, you know, words and other ways. Stop making excuses for people who don't show up for you. Don't ignore the red flags, and don't think you have to stay somewhere because you can't find better. You can and you will. Don't settle for less. You don't deserve it, and neither does your family. Summer Walker is an exclusive message she provides to Apple Music about her second album. She has been quite through it, clearly. But yeah, make sure, again, you're respecting yourself, you're respecting your boundaries, you're respecting your morals, and you're living up to what makes you happy, and that is all that matters, because love will just show itself through that, and not through, you know, sticking around for someone that you're unsure about and someone that is not reciprocating the same feelings and the same things that you are towards them. So great way to kind of talk about No Love and that song in specific. Moving down the track list, I do want to play one of my next favorite songs that features also a magnificent person in the genre of R&B, Miss Ari Lennox. If you do not know Ari Lennox, she released an album, I can't exactly remember when, but it's called, I think it's called I wanted to say ASL, but I feel like I might be wrong. It's called, ASL, Age, Sex, Location in 2022. I was right. I was unsure if that was the actual one. But yeah, great album. Everyone definitely should take a listen to it. It's a very sensual album. It's very empowering. It talks about being a woman, and yeah, I mean, power, you know, I think that's the main concept off of Ari Lennox's album. But she is featured on this song called Unloyal on Summer Walker's album, Still Over It. We'll take a listen, we'll come back, and we'll talk about it. You're listening to Discali on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Unloyal by Summer Walker.
Taking yours tomorrow, no, we can do it my way, so I ain't sticking, no, I ain't sticking around no more, cause you just wanna play with my heart and, oh, I seen you with the girl at the party, oh, you think I'm just gonna stand nobody, why don't you waste my time?
guess I'm unloyal, baby. I guess I'm untrue. I guess I'm unloyal, baby. Look, we'll call it what you want. I guess I'm unloyal, baby. Baby. I guess I'm untrue. Oh. Guess I'm unloyal, baby. Oh, so call me what you want. Thinking that I need you, boy, you funny. Got my own money, so I'ma show you. Hey. You swear that I'll be lonely. I guess you don't know me. I guess you don't know.
Summer Walker featuring Ari Lennox. You're listening to Discali, everyone. I mean, first thing that I want to say is, you know how I mentioned that R&B, there's various different ways to approach it. I mean, R&B, for those who don't know, does stand for rhythm and blues. And we can see both two different types of sections. We have R&B within the hip hop world, which is kind of what we saw for with X for a Reason. We have more of the typical R&B that we see, like in No Love. And now we have the more blues part of R&B that we can see here in Unloyal, with featuring Ari Lennox. You can even hear a saxophone in the background. You hear a very calm and tranquil, you know, drum set, kind of really just hitting the basics. Not exactly spamming on the cymbals, not really hitting anything in particular, very much hitting the rim of the drum exactly to have the beat and lay down the beat. And yeah, I mean, it's a very, I also want to like argue that it's a very sensual song as well, like sensual sounding song. Yeah, I mean, it's just, there's nothing too crazy in it. It makes you feel calm. It makes you feel relaxed while also still tackling the topic of being unloyal and kind of being like, oh, well, I guess I'm unloyal if it means that I don't love you the same way that you do. Kind of like that type of topic and that controversial feeling, an internalized feeling of kind of falling out of love and also not matching the same energy that your partner is, you know, displaying. But that is Unloyal by Summer Walker. I do want to talk briefly about her concerts. And I say briefly because she has not been on in concert or on tour in a while. I think she's been doing like small little shows here and there, like some in her hometown, some in maybe I want to say Chicago. The reason to this is because she does have three kids. She has a pair of twins and one daughter. So she has been a mama for a really long time and honestly justified. Everyone deserves to have their family and have their dream. And if that means taking some time off work, I completely respect that. But I will say, Miss Summer Walker, please go on tour. I desperately need to see you live. But that is up to her when she feels ready. And maybe she'll bring her kids along. Who knows? We'll never know. And as a vinyl record and vinyl record pressings for this album in particular, there is a clear pressing that I think was a Target exclusive with a black and white cover of her actually carrying her daughter. She doesn't actually show her daughter's face, but it's her in the kitchen carrying her daughter on the phone, you know, multitasking. You know, you see that typical portrayal of a stay-at-home mom or a working mom. And yeah, I think it's a great way of depicting it. And that's on a black and white gatefold cover with a transparent vinyl record. And then we have the same cover. I think we have like a standard black, and then she has a gold edition, which is actually the one that I own. And I say gold like is a bit of an overstatement. Gold, quote unquote, it kind of gives me olive green, but I know gold can be a little bit hard for like vinyl pressing manufacturers to make because it involves a lot of glitter if you really want to get that gold shimmer. But mine's more of like an olive green, which I'm not like mad about. I still think it's a very nice color. It's just not gold. Regardless. Yeah, those are all the vinyl record pressings for this album. Finally, to wrap it up today, I have one more song that I want to play for you guys to move on to our Discovered Artist of the Week. And moving down the track list to track number 19, because there are 20 quote-unquote songs. There's like a couple interludes in there, but 20 songs on this album, and I've chosen number 19, which is called Fourth Baby Mama. We'll listen to it, we'll come back, quickly talk about it, and move on to our Discovered Artist of the Week. You're listening to Discali, and this is Fourth Baby Mama by Summer Walker.
I wanna start with your mom and she should've whooped you. Girl, you ain't. But she don't care cause you lit. Paying for trips, cars, bags. And bought the crib. But she never call you out. Cause she like the way that she live. But that's some foul. She wasn't even around when you ain't had no money. That's why I find it funny. I guess that guilt hit hard being gone for so long. Why she makes excuses for all your wrongs. And what's the point in keep on having kids if she just gon' be raising him? That's just pure laziness. I don't get it, is you tryna keep up with Thug? Is you raising him? Crazy how you really think that it's cute being praising it. Oh, it really don't get no worse than you. You ain't even got the nerve to stand up on your word. Oh no no no, oh no no no, huh? What was you telling them? What was you telling me? What was you telling them? And what was you telling me? Why would you do all that just to be stealing dreams? Ain't even pulling through. You just be talking. Damn, I ain't know be out here trying to trap. Never took me nowhere lavish. So you seen Drake hop on the track with it. If you asked me, you was acting. Whole time just acting. You ain't give a fuck about me. You was just trying to cash in. Only buy me nice big days just for Instagram flashing. Trying to get your likes up. Know you a clout addict. Got let know that you have it. Got let know that you have it. And all you be doing is bragging. Telling people that I'm your queen. But all you mean is just of R&B. I know you ain't care, but you always gone. How could you make me spend my whole pregnancy alone? And where was you at? Cause you claim you at work. But the mother said they made the beats, so how to add up? Probably was with your baby mamas 1 through 3. You claim that you had a ring. What was you telling them? What was you telling me? What was you telling them? And what was you telling me? Why would you do all that just to be stealing dreams? Ain't even pulling through. You just be talking. Thank you.
Jesus.
What a lovely Vancouver summer night. I can't wait to sit by myself at the beach and look at my phone. Huh? What's that?
Man, what are you doing? Get over here and come jam.
Wow, what a lovely assortment of musicians. What are you guys doing?
This is East Studio. We come together and build connections over music. No musical experience needed. Just come socialize and build your confidence playing music if that's your thing.
Wow, this is so awesome. Now I have a real-life connections with Vancouver's international community of musicians and creatives. Thank you, eStudio. eStudio is an international jam group where we celebrate music from all around the world and play together. Follow us on Instagram at eStudio.cafe. eastudio.cafe.
It's Nardwar to Human Serviette, and you're listening to Unseated Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM.
We have been called the Indians.
Justified in opening fire that day. Amy Allen has more.
The virus took on many shapes. The bear, the elk, the antelope.
Hosted by the Indigenous Collective of CITR 101.9 FM, Unseated Airwaves unveils the hidden pages of Indigenous history and contemporary existence. We are back and looking for passionate folks to contribute to the process of putting together our weekly radio show. Our community centers Indigenous joy, excellence, and current issues. Friends and allies are welcome. No experience is necessary. Come learn with us. Our Instagram is Unseated Airwaves, and that's the best way to keep up with us. If you're interested in getting involved or you have any questions, email me, indigenouscollective@citr.ca.
All right, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that was Summer Walker with Fourth Baby Mama. That basically wraps up Summer Walker for today. Thank you, everyone, so much for joining us in that section of today's show. I did want to mention and just highlight one quick line off of that song where she basically quotes and she's like, "How dare you leave me alone with my baby?" Which kind of just tells you, in it being the second to last song of the album, remember mentioning back to the chronological order of that relationship, how that ended and what happened there, which is a bit unfortunate, very unfortunate actually, for Summer as well as her baby. But I mean, you move on, you succeed, and look at where she is now. She's more than happy to be a mom of all of her amazing kids and wonderful life that she has right now. So yeah, I mean, congratulations, Summer Walker. Moving on to our discovered artist of the week, we have Liza. Liza, spelled L-I-Z-A for those who want to search her up. Liza is our artist for today who have chosen, Toronto-based singer who was born February 9th, 1994, which makes her 30 years old, who also, you know, is in the genre of R&B. Very similar to Summer Walker, I found her to be. And she says that she has a lot of inspiration from Sade, S-A-D-E. I think that's how you pronounce it. I've actually always been confused on how to pronounce the name. Let's see what we are told here. Yeah, Sade. Sade. S-H-A-H. Sade. Yes, so that's how you pronounce it. Apologies. But Liza is an Ethiopian-Canadian singer who draws a lot of inspiration from Sade. Apologies for my little hiccup there knowing how to pronounce her name. I have a couple songs for you guys to listen to and also myself to listen to kind of get an impression of who Liza is. We'll come back, talk about it, and yeah, have some fun with it. Why not, you know? The first song that I want to play is called Back For More featuring Toby, T-O-B-I. But yeah, let's have some fun. You're listening to The Scully, and this is Back For More by Liza. Ooh.
since I seen you. I know it's only cause we're in different towns. If we were in the same place, I know we wouldn't wait to let you have data. Even though it's been 5 months, we can keep the silence and up in the space. So call me when you need me.
Back. That was Back for More by Liza. A really fun song, honestly, that I've just came to discover. It's kind of fun. It very much reminds me of, it has a beat of kind of like Destiny's Child a little bit, leaning towards more like Flow. Flow is like this like more emerging trio right now that we're seeing that is also R&B. But yeah, I just like, I love the feature. The feature isn't too potent. It's also not too subtle. It is like a nice merge of vocals with like the male voice of Toby, while also we see Liza's very like light, airy R&B soft voice that complement each other. And I love the beat. I can't get over the beat. It's like very, very intricate. It's very fun. It's very more on the rhythm side of R&B. And yeah, I'll definitely be listening to that song a little bit more, maybe on my way out of the studio today. Who knows? Next up, the next song that I have for you guys is one that is called In the End. Also, by the way, all of these songs are off of her latest re-release of her album, The Alternate Ending. And I say re-release because she did release the, it's actually not an album, it's an EP, The Alternate Ending, that was released in October 24th of 2024. This is the deluxe version of it. And so these are all on that EP if you're interested in checking her out. Now, we'll move over to In the End, listen to it, come back and talk about it. And, you know, wrap up this callie. This is In the End by Liza.
Keep you at bay, cause I know how I am around you. Too comfortable and end up falling. Yeah, say things out of context, but you're still my muse. But I'm a lifetime away from all in. Lightning struck once, now it's over. Feelings overdue, what's the hold up? Reminiscing days, I would hold you up. I played my hand.
cause I might entertain what you do. Too vulnerable, just might end up on you. Cause where do we go when feelings are left here? We're both apart now, even doors open. I can go and look, and no, I won't find someone like you.
Lightning struck once, now it's over.
Welcome back. That was In the End by Liza off of their EP, The Alternate Ending. I mean, such a fun song as well. I am honestly falling in love with Liza. I really liked the synth that came in, I think, during the second pre-chorus. It kind of added like this little like The Weeknd touch to it, which I usually really, really like. But yeah, I mean, looking into the song a little bit more, I think it really explores like the theme of love, heartbreak, and kind of like this like emotional turmoil almost, that is kind of like that accompanies a relationship. It really conveys a sense of like self-reflection and resolution as well within this relationship, and kind of how like inevitably at the end, or in the end, hence the title, sometimes things can fall apart, and these are consequences that we kind of have to face for actions and emotions that were displayed within this relationship. However, there's also things that one has to cherish before they leave, and also kind of cherish yourself after all these things end up happening, sadly. But yeah, I do have one more song ready for you guys, but before I do play that song, I want to do a little bit of a wrap up on Discali and also announce our next show after today at noon, which is at 12 in about 5 minutes, give or take. We have Dave Radio Presents The Eclectic Lunch. So definitely do stick around and listen to a new episode here on CITR 101.9 FM. Now, something that I also like to do on Discali, since it is a Friday, is announce New Music Friday and talk about some of the new releases that we have today. Now, some new releases that we've had so far, either today or this week, we obviously have the Wicked soundtrack, which is something that I've been obsessing over, but this was indeed released last week, but obviously something that I will be giving a shout out to. We also have November 22nd, we have Nicki Minaj releasing the Pink Print 10th Anniversary Edition. Check it out. I think she has a new song with Juice WRLD, which RIP Juice WRLD. And I think Juice WRLD also released a new album. Yes, he did today. It's called The Party Never Ends. Hip-hop rap, as always. And I think it has a bunch of new songs. It has one featuring Nicki Minaj. It has one featuring Eminem and Benny Blanco, The Kid LAROI, and Offset, Fall Out Boy. And that's it. So definitely check that out if you're into Juice WRLD, and enjoyed some of his music. We have Miss Summer Walker, released back on November 20th, with the song Heart of a Woman. I think she has two different versions. She has Heart of a Woman, then she has Heart of a Woman, But You're Crying in the Rain, and Heart of a Woman, But You're Drinking Wine by the Fire. We also have Andrea Bocelli releasing Duets, the 30th Anniversary Edition Deluxe, that was released just not too long ago in October. But yeah, I actually don't think we have too many new releases today for November 29th. I think we just have the main one of Juice WRLD. We do have the surprise drop that got Save Us All, thank you so much. Kendrick Lamar dropped a surprise album, I think this past week. And yeah, it was just awesome. It was awesome to hear it. I think that was definitely the same day that I announced Wicked, so I might just be repeating myself. But anyway, needless to say, guys, thank you so much for tuning in today to Discolli. I know I was a bit unlike, I feel like my brain was a little bit rushed and everything. I think it was the bus that kind of like shook me up a little bit. But I really do appreciate you guys tuning in today and joining me for a new Discolli episode and talking about Summer Walker and Lisa, or Liza. I have a very special announcement for you guys on December 1st. So please, please, please stick around on my social media. At _Discolli_, follow me there if you do want to keep up with new music, if you want to keep up with the shows that I do, and any updates that I do have for you guys. Like I said, I have a very special announcement on December 1st, which is on Sunday. Whoa, that was quick. On Sunday for you guys, so definitely check it out on my Instagram page at _Discolli_. One more time, thank you so much for joining me today. I'll see you guys next week for a new episode, new music, and just enjoy it. Next week is literally LDoc, last day of classes, everyone, so super exciting. You're listening to Discolli, and this is Brand New Eyes by Lisa.
We've been up for the past 5 nights on the phone. It's been us, but it's really been you all alone. I've never met somebody who can read me like you do. I finally see that you could be somebody, I say I do, do. I've been thinking lately that things keep changing, but you're consistent. Can't stop thinking that maybe we should do a little more than chilling and switch positions, cause I'm just missing the part of you I don't know. You see me in and out of love, but you always there holding me. I find my way back to you, cause that's where I'm supposed to be. You're always the first person I wanna call when I get any news. Oh, you're the only one that I wanna say I love you too. I've been thinking lately that things keep changing, but you're constant.